This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Everything you're about to hear is for education and entertainment purposes only. Whilst we are licensed, we're not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Any advice is general advice. Equity Mates operates under Australian Financial Services License 540697.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business.
Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
talent. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, the podcast that answers all of your money and investing questions. My name is Bryce, and if you've just joined us for the first time, a massive welcome. Today, we are back with our $100 challenge, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for this episode. We've been loving the $100 challenge here, and this is going to be another big episode that hopefully can help people, in this case, save at least an extra $100 a month.
And for those of you who have just joined us, the $100 challenge was born with the from the idea or from the knowledge that by investing $100 a month over a 30-year period, it gets you to about $350,000.
The confidence you had in that description faded.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
$100 a month, 30 years, you're going to have $350,000 if you're investing it in the market. And by that, we mean broad-based, low-cost index ETFs.
Yeah, I didn't think that sounded right. It's actually over 40 years.
That's not as inspiring.
That's what it is. $100 a month at 8% compound annual return over 40 years, $350,000.
So that got us thinking over 12 months ago when we started this segment, how can we challenge ourselves? How can you yourself try and find ways to earn or save an extra $100 a month to get that compound investing going?
This month, we didn't come with an idea. We actually got inspired by Phil from the Equity Mates community, who hit us up at equitymates.com/contact and let us know about one way that he is saving money each month. And we chatted to Phil earlier, so we'll get to that conversation. But then, Bryce, inspired by that conversation, I actually signed up to this service and I've found some serious savings that I will unveil to you after we hear from Phil.
Great.
Before we do that, just a final reminder, our live Ask an Advisor is coming up soon, 10th of April at the Chevelle Cinema. As we record, we've got about 20 tickets left. So they may be sold out, they may not be. So head to equitymates.com/events to find out, and if there are any left, to secure your ticket.
Yeah, we would love to see you here in Sydney. Your opportunity to ask some of Australia's best advisors any of your money or investing questions. So we'll see you there. All right, well, before we jump to our conversation with Phil, he brought to us a service, a subscription service called Bill Hero. Now, Ren, you said you've signed up, so give us the 60-word summary of what Bill Hero is.
Yeah, so essentially you plug in, you send them your bills and you get your bills sent to them and they will save you money, guaranteed, they say. It's in a subscription service where they compare what you're paying at this stage on electricity and gas to everyone else in the market.
Nice.
So unlike iSelect or Compare the Market, where they are looking at only certain providers that they get a rebate from, you pay these guys and then they look at everything. So that's it in a nutshell. We should be clear, this episode isn't sponsored.
No.
It's going to sound like it is. Bill Hero, it could be if you want to, but right now it's not sponsored. With that caveat, should we get to our conversation with Phil?
Let's do it.
Hey, Phil, this is Ren from Equity Mates. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
We saw your message about Bill Hero, and I'll be honest, I'd never heard of it before, but it seems super interesting. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how you came across it and what it is, and then we'll get into your experience with it?
I came across it because I've got solar power at home, and I do shop around for my utilities, but it's a real pain because you're having to deal with people on the phone. And the people I got my solar quote from, they've got a website called Solar Quotes. They've got YouTube videos teach you all about solar. They actually spoke about Bill Hero. And so I looked it up on the internet and went, oh, okay, I'll give this a try. It is a subscription service. Costs, I think, about $80 a year. But it's all online. You send them your bill. They compare your bill like any other comparison people. But what they do is they send you all the links to the utility companies and a breakdown of everything in comparison to your bill. And I think the first one I had, I was making a savings of a couple hundred dollars for the year. So I swapped over. And when you apply, when you go to the new utility company, they give you an email address to send to them as opposed to your own email address, and it's you essentially, but at Bill Hero. So they receive your email, your bills, and every time you get a bill, they do the comparison yet again. And when you get a new bill, they'll forward the bill to you so you actually do see it. They'll do their comparison, and apart from about 2 months of the year, they've found a better deal because the utility companies just keep on changing their fees and amounts. Yeah, I think in that first 12 months, I've saved, you know, a couple of $1,000s.
Wow.
And my last electricity bill was like $28.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that would be driven by solar.
I mean, that would help, sure, yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. And that was my summer bill. So, yes, the solar does bring it down a hell of a lot. I also have an EV. So,
yeah, nice.
I'm charging that as well.
Nice.
So
I'm actually super interested in the solar piece because I've heard that solarquotes.com, I'm assuming that's the website you're talking about, are the gold standard in where to go to start your solar journey.
Oh, yeah.
But yep. We might have to save that for another $100 episode because there is some serious savings to be made if you are in a position to put solar on the roof. But I'd never heard of this, Phil, so thanks for bringing it to the table. Original question was going to be, is has the $80 been worth it? But it, obviously,
if you're saving
$1,000 or $2,000 a year and a lot of the stress and hassle taking out of it, then it certainly ticks the box in that $100 challenge for sure.
Yep. And make sure you watch some of those solar quote YouTube videos. He is brilliant. He worked for the CSIRO.
Yeah.
And he knows everything you need to know.
Yeah, I've heard he knows his stuff.
Wow, this took a turn.
This did take a turn.
I can't get solar. I'm in an apartment, but I'm going to bring it back to Bill Hero because the original, when I first saw your email, I thought, is this similar to like an iSelect or, you know, Compare the Market or something like that? Because there are other bill comparison services out there. But the key thing is those guys make their money from getting rebates from companies, and so there's only like a certain amount of companies, whereas Bill Hero don't make money from any rebates, and that's why you pay the subscription. Is that have I got that right?
I can't be 100% on that. I think they don't get kickbacks, but they compare everybody. So there are some companies out there I'd never heard of. Mm. I was with CoverU. CoverU for a couple of months, and it must be a small company because when I got the next bill and I got a cheaper one, I changed companies. CoverU rang me up and said, why did you leave? I said, because I got a cheaper one. Oh, and then they compared my bill with theirs, and then they just lowered theirs down and then gave me a $100 credit.
Oh.
And just to stay with them. But they couldn't match my gas one. Okay. They could only match the electricity one. So obviously the gas one was too cheap. So so it is legit.
And if you're changing every couple of months, like, is it easy to change providers?
It is. It's amazingly, because when I've done other comparisons through like those other comparison sites like Health Select and things like that, you've got to do it over the phone and you've got to listen to their long-winded
conditions. Yeah, the T's and C's. Yeah.
Whereas online, they give you the link, you go to the company, you tick the box, yes, I've read the terms and conditions, and bang, you're away. And then you just give them, you know, and I direct debit everything. And I'm done in, and I'm not the most tech-savvy person in the world, but, you know, I'm done in 5 minutes. It's great.
Nice. I love this, Phil. Well, I'm certainly going to check it out, and I'll share my experience on the podcast. But, thank you for bringing it to our attention and the community's attention. I'm sure a lot of people are going to benefit.
No worries. You're welcome. Well, you've helped me out a lot. So, time to give back.
Nice.
Awesome.
One.
Thanks, Phil.
All right. So that was Phil outlining Bill Hero, how he found it. Some serious savings.
Serious savings. Thousands. Absolutely. Yeah.
Should we do a little detour now to talk about your solar panel plans? Or?
No.
Okay. We'll save that for another month.
Yes. Let's take a quick break. But then on the other side, Ren, you said you have started using Bill Hero and you've got some serious savings yourself to go through. So
yeah,
let's take
grand
a quick
unveiling.
Break. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome back to Get Started Investing. We're doing the $100 challenge. We've spoken to Phil about Bill Hero and Ren. You've teed it up. You yourself have had an experience with Bill Hero.
Yeah, well, I thought this would be a much better episode if I actually did it and could talk to the experience. So after hearing from Phil, I signed up. $79 a year is because I've got gas at my house. If you just have electricity, I think it's like $49 a year.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And then if you've just got gas, it's like another 29 or something. But then if you want them combined, 79 a year. And so they guarantee that you'll get at least $80 in savings. So that's pretty good. All your money back. So the way it works, I signed up and then they ask you to email your latest bills to their email address. And it probably was like an hour or two and then they send you a text and they give you an email and it's how much you can save over the course of a year based on what you're currently paying as an electricity rate and the best deal that they have on the market. So I got two separate messages, one for my electricity bill, one for my gas bill. Let's go electricity first.
Sure.
How much do you think they can save me?
Up to $300.
Up to?
Yeah.
$321.98 saving on your electricity bill. So something that I noticed that I'll get into after this, but let's do the guessing game. What about gas?
I actually don't know. We don't have gas. Maybe up to 100?
$265.63.
Nice.
So together they think they can save me, or save Alice and I, a bit under 600. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was expecting more of a reaction from you.
I think my challenge with, like, that's great, definitely. It changes every quarter, right?
No, well, this is the thing, and that this is what we asked Phil when we spoke to him, is that the way their service works is, so your initial bills, you email them, but then what they ask you to do is they create an email address for you, so like bryce.lesky@billhero.com.au, and they ask you to put that email address in your utility provider, and so the bills get sent directly to them, and they everything that gets sent to that email address gets forwarded to you, so you see it. but then they're automatically processing your bills every time you get one.
Yeah, so you could be flip-flopping in a worst-case scenario every quarter.
Yes, some would say that's the best-case scenario.
Well,
though,
yeah,
you're,
I mean,
you're saving every quarter.
Yeah, just well, you know, you're not saving. You still got to pay it that quarter, right?
Yeah, but then the subsequent quarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think Phil made it reasonably clear that it's not a time-consuming thing to do if they're looking after it on your
now,
behalf.
That is the thing that I'm still unsure about.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I haven't done. I haven't flicked over anywhere yet, but that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a service like this for our office. They review it quarterly.
Oh, I should have said, there is a business version of this. Yeah. We should compare the service we're using with this.
Yeah, well, our service does this. They'll review it. It wasn't, we didn't quite get the savings in the hundreds. But I found as well, I actually went into my electricity provider the other day to have a look at where we were at, and they actually flashed up themselves and said, we can give you a better plan.
Oh, really?
Full stop. Yeah. Not necessarily, it wasn't prompted by me, but they were just like, hey, like, you're on this, we have this. For me, it was a no-brainer. Click the button, away you go. So I think the competitive nature of what's out there, it's definitely something that even if you don't have a subscription service, you don't want to do it, you can be saving on your utilities.
So I'm with Origin.
Yeah.
And the thing that surprised me, well, not surprised me, but I flicked through the options because they list all the providers and how much you could be saving. And I was like, I wonder if I'm on the best deal with Origin, like with my utility provider. According to Bill Hero, I could save $225 a year on gas with a different Origin plan and $185 on electricity.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you would save more changing electricity providers, but you could, if you didn't want to change provider, you could still save. As in, you said the electricity, you're saving almost $320 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were to change provider.
Yeah. Completely. Yeah, so they give you heaps of options and how much you could save.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's compelling.
Nice. Well, let us know if you actually, are you going to pull the trigger?
So there's one complication to all of this, which is that I bundle my internet with it as well.
Ah.
So I reckon some of these savings are illusionary because there's probably a bundle discount, but they don't look at my internet as part of this. So that is the one caveat to this whole conversation, that potentially the savings could be a lot smaller once I factor in, you know, potentially unbundling internet, doing it separately. Yeah.
Wait, so you bundle internet with Origin?
Yeah, Origin have like some deal where they bundle it all together.
Who's the internet provider?
I don't know.
Oh.
NBN?
Interesting. Nice.
Yeah. Well, like, it's all NBN, so it's just like,
yeah, it's just
who sends you a,
yeah,
they don't
yeah,
even
yeah.
send you a set-top box. Like, they're all, every house.
Comes to the house. Yeah.
It's just, it's nothing now. It's just like electricity. It's just like an outlet.
Yeah.
We're very technical here.
Nice. Well, thank you, Phil. Keep them coming in.
Yeah.
Love the $100 challenge. I mean, if you were to really make that savings, what, up to $600 a year, pretty significant. And by the sounds of it, yet to see it in practice, but low touch.
Do you remember how Victoria used to, they may still, no, I don't think they do anymore. They were paying people $250 to check if they could get a cheaper rate. And all you had to do was like put your bill into the Victorian government website or something like that. And even if
that.
You didn't switch.
Wow.
Middle of last year, they were doing it. This is why they were doing it.
Mm.
Because like they want, like there's so much to be saved by checking the rates that you're paying, but there's such an inertia to like not do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That the Victorian government were literally giving people cash to check.
Wow.
So like it pays to check.
Yeah.
Whether it's with Bill Hero, whether it's with something else. Ideally with someone that is looking at all the options rather than just the options they get a
commission
kickback
on.
From.
Yeah.
Use Bill Hero or don't use Bill Hero, check the rates you're paying.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway here.
Love it. Well, thank you, Phil. And if you'd like to provide us with what you're doing to earn or save an extra $100 a month, head to equitymates.com/contact. There's a section on there for the $100 challenge. We'd love to get you on the show in a month to hear what you're doing and help the community as well. So again, thanks, Phil. Ren, we'll pick it up next week with some of Australia's best savings accounts.
Mm.
If your saving account doesn't have a five in front of it, then this episode is for you.
Yeah. Another good way to earn or save an extra $100.
100%.
All right. Well, until next week.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 54069. 697.